The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, 818. Our show powered by the Tennessee Lottery alongside Mark Howard and Wayne Bishop. Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. I'm Kevin Ingram. The black and gold of Vanderbilt will take on the Crimson Tide of Alabama this weekend, starting tonight. Three-game series down in Tuscaloosa, and that's where we find Vanderbilt head coach Tim Corbin for our weekly visit. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, Coach, Lane has a question to start here. I was perplexed. I was wondering, how is retirement since you fired yourself?
I guess I rehired myself too.
Yeah. all jokes aside, I mean, what led to you saying that? I'm sure frustration on the ninth inning there.
Just the nature of the game and how it went and the feeling. I think anytime you're emotional about something, right after a game, it's probably not the best time, even though I'm older and should know better. But, there's a feeling of responsibility and there's a feeling of care and just comes out sometimes. So that's the way it is.
Absolutely. Yeah, that shows you care. I guess, Coach, before I pass it back to Inge, how's the outfield health there? I see you getting a little trouble there. How's that going?
Yeah, a little dinged up, actually. Cooper Davis is out. He's not on this trip. We have to keep him behind and probably going to keep him off his feet for a few weeks here just to see how his hip responds. But DeMarco is back, so he's back in the he's back on the 27-man roster, so he's with us on this trip. And then, of course, Isaiah Thomas, who's, he's played pretty well. He's a young kid with a lot of ability, and I was anxious to see him play. Before he got here, he went up to a college league on his own this summer up in the Cal Ripken League up in Maryland. He was the only high school kid to play in that league, and he hit 340 and did some good things. So in the back of our mind, we were thinking at some point this kid is going to do something here, and he's played pretty well in center field thus far.
Yeah, he's looked good. He's made the most of his opportunity in a year where, Tim, you had said you didn't think freshmen would play a whole lot. What about him and some of the younger guys here who may be getting some chances?
I think if they're going to play, it's going to be more like April and May. It's when they start to get a few more reps and they start to watch more games. I really think that's important for a young kid is, number one, to have patience if your roster allows them to, and number two, to really watch the game and to kind of understand what the climate of competition is and how the older guys are going about competition and how they're preparing, because I think the preparation piece is the most important part for a young kid when they get here. It's not necessarily playing, it's how to prepare to play, and then once they play, then their preparation takes care of that. But in order to be good at that, you need to see people model it and watch it. And a guy like Isaiah, it's just taking time for him, but he's got ability now. You watch him do some things on the field. There's not many people on this field that can do the things that he can do, but it's about consistency and it's about applying those skills to competition inside the SEC, which is a different animal.
Our guest is Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. We did the game Tuesday night. Have you ever seen a left-handed hitter hit a ball as far to left field at Hawkins Field as the one that J.J. Bleday hit? I can't remember seeing an opposite field home run to that spot over by Memorial Gym.
No, there haven't been. And it's really how you spin the ball, because if it takes off, his balls have a different gear. And I was noticing that yesterday before we took off. We ended up practicing here rather than coming to Tuscaloosa just because of the weather. And he was hitting some balls to left field that they look like they're going to be fly balls, and then as they continue to move, they're over the bleachers in left field, and it's really how he keeps the barrel in the zone for a long period of time. His sense of timing has continued to grow, and when you ask about his power, yeah, he's a strong kid, but what he can do is he can really apply his bat speed and timing in the same spot, and that allows him to take those balls middle away and just drive them the other way with energy.
Tim, I know it's not the first time it's happened, but how cool was it to watch Sonny Gray against Walker Buehler this week? And both guys pitched really well with the Dodgers edging the Reds.
It's really good. It's to see two guys kind of work their way back together. Minor, he threw the shutout, three-game shutout the other night. And then you had Sonny and Buehler, which was good because it was an early game, which is hard for hard any time to watch the Dodgers play early. You get to see that, and they both put their team in contention for the ball game, 3-2 3-2 game. And then the other night, you know, you had Verhagen and Pete Fulmer, both were in relief. So it's, you know, it's just nice to see those guys compete against one another and show up and play. But, you know, Gray and Buehler, are, you know, and Walker didn't start out well, and neither did Sonny, but I think they're two of the better pitchers in the games, you know, especially Walker being as young as he is. They're both very talented, but that's really cool to see.
One of the things I love watching is great talent behind the plate. And Philip Clark has been phenomenal for you. And do you think coaches around the SEC are giving him the ultimate sign of respect? Because it seems like they're running a lot less on him.
Yes, in time. You know, when he first got here, I thought he had a lot of work to do behind the plate. And he did. And he's improved. He's got a passion for the game, and I think that's number one. And he's a very intelligent kid. He's a sponge. He picks up everything. But the thing I didn't like about him is he didn't move his feet when he went to throw behind the plate, and he would throw from his knees. And so I just said, Philip, you have to get out of a crouch. You've got to get your feet going. Well, you get into this year, and he makes a couple throws on his knees and starts throwing people out. And then I started to look at him, and I thought to myself, this kid throws better on his knees because his body stays in rhythm, whereas when he moves his feet, it's okay and it's better, but it's not as good as when he throws on his knees. So he's just one of those kids that's been able to take that skill and utilize it, and because of that, been pretty proficient. Now, he's a good hitter, but his catching skills have really started to catch up. And I do think in time, this kid's got a chance to be a special player and play well beyond here.
Little Benito Santiago there. Kumar Rocker looked great against Arkansas. Gave up 4 hits, 3 of them singles, 1 a double. What did he do particularly well to differentiate himself from some of the other starts you've seen this season?
Well, he threw a lot of strikes. He got on top of them. He got us in the dugout quick. And the thing I liked about it best is he pitched separately from the game. We had a big lead, but it never entered his mind. It was one of those things where I got to stay in my lane. I got to do my part, and I'm going to get out there and just you. When you've got a decent sized lead, all you would want from your pitcher is just to fill up the zone and just get the game going, and that's what he did. But he filled it up with 3 pitches, you know, the fastball and breaking ball and changeup, and that's what makes him different. He's just not this big kid who throws hard. He's got a skill for pitching, and he continues to get better. And that was the first time in his life that he's gone 7 innings. He's never gone 7 innings in high school baseball, and first time he's done it here at Vanderbilt. So to get him over that threshold was important for Kumar and really important for our team.
Tim, a lot of people will see the TBA for your Sunday starter, interpret that as maybe Mason Hickman going into that spot. What's the process for you to make that decision?
Yeah, it's just to feel out Raby and see how he's doing, watch the matchup with Alabama, and, you know, to continue to evaluate just what we want to do. We could go Hickman, but, you know, with Hick, he threw 100 pitches on Tuesday, so we're not really armed for that, but we're armed for using him because we don't play again until Thursday with Auburn during this exam week. So it gives us the ability to use him. Does it give us the ability to start him? I'm not too sure about that, but in saying that, I still really have a lot of belief in Raby. I know he hasn't pitched well last 3 games, but, you know, he's earned my trust over what he's done in his time here. And there's no one more frustrated than that kid. I mean, that kid, he lives for this moment and this team, and it's really important to him. And I just want this kid, you know, like guys we've had in our program before, like Julian, it's just keep them going. They deserve that right because of the fibers of the kid and the type of people they are. So I'm with those guys all the time. I rally for them as much as I possibly can.
Tim, real quick, where did you get the olive batting helmets you and David Macias wore on Sunday? They kind of had the Easy Company look to them. I thought those were cool.
Yeah, that was it because we studied Band of Brothers all winter, and that took us about 2 months to get through that series. But our equipment manager, we had those black USA helmets, and one day he left on my desk. He spray painted it and put the Band of Brothers logos on both sides of it. He says, "What do you think?" I go, you know, it's pretty cool. I'd never wear it in a game, but I think it's pretty cool. And next thing you know, we're wearing it in a game. So I like it. It matches the uniform. It's not a bad look.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. It's Vanderbilt coach Tim Corbin. His team plays Alabama this weekend down in Tuscaloosa, another difficult SEC series. They all are in that league, man. You see some high-quality baseball every weekend.